It was like an ice cream van. You know, it had a lid, that, a side that come up, and you had shelves all the way around it. All the drivers were ex-army girls, you know, ex-drivers from the army. And they used to take us to the quays, and we used to sell their tea and their cakes and things like that. We serve it to them and get a lot of saucy remarks about the tea being like dishwater. How much water? How much washing up water you put in it? I said not before we start, after. And then you did have some water to start with in a bowl, you know, to do your washing up with. And when you finished naturally and all the men had been served, you'd pour your washing up water in your tea urn to make that extra gallon. You know, the tuppences you'd get on the gallon of.
Oh, to pocket for yourself.
That's right, yeah. Mind you, this is the God's truth. I never ever done it because I was too scared. I was brought up terribly honest by my father.
So what was the attitude of the dockers towards you, apart from, as you say, sort of making wry remarks or whatever?
Oh, they treated us with a lot of respect. I mean, if they had anything, a bit of meat or anything going, that something had broke open accidentally, I mean, they'd give it to you. Nothing that you'd go to prison for. You know, I remember once they gave me a lovely little toy for my son that someone had come across. And little things like that. But they were very, very good men, very good men.
This is kind of frontier land here. There's nothing around here. There's no other establishments. It's very weird. We get the people that stay here. I mean, we've got the caravans around us. They're either immigrants or gypsies or a mixture of both. We have all sorts here, and you can buy whatever you want. I mean, if you want it, you can get it. You know, it's very strange. They're very strange people. We get on. There's a kind of a coexistence amongst us. And every now and then that boils over, but I'm here to try and keep all that in check. I don't know how I do it, but there you go.
How do you do it?
I don't know. You just talk your way out of it.
Yeah.
I'm no fighter, so it's a matter of being diplomatic, I guess. Some of them are my caravans, some belong to people who've brought them along. A lot of them are workers that work down here to pay the mortgage, and then they go back up north for the weekends. There's two or three like that. They've got a family living here. Got two families living here now. We had a baby born here not so long ago, and we've got 8 bedrooms upstairs. And they're just workers that are working in London and push off at the weekend. You know, we get a lot of DSS here, people that are displaced and need somewhere desperately to stay, and they'll come here. Otherwise, we don't get anyone. I believe it's been running as this for at least 20 years. When the dome was being built, when the underground was being built, that was both at the same time, this place was full. And they used to hotbed the beds. So one shift would come out and then another shift would go into the beds. They had 20 caravans around here. The bar was open 24/7. And it was just full of characters. And the odd fight used to go off. And, you know, it was a great, very interesting place. I wasn't here then. And in a way, thankfully, I wasn't. I don't want to run a 24-hour bar. But yeah, no, there's some great stories that have gone off. But they're hopefully building over the road in April, so there'll be houses going. There's 30 or 40,000 houses coming around here, and we're in the middle of it. So if we're not sold before then, we should reap the benefits of whatever's going off. Yeah. There's compulsory purchase being flown about at the moment. Yeah, we will go. Whether it's a month, whether it's 6 months, or whether it's another 5 years, I don't know. I'm hoping the earlier the better. There'll be another Canary Wharf. In 10 years' time, you'll come in, you won't recognise it. It'll be high-rise and swanky stuff, yeah. I'm all for progress and the regenerate. This area is a dump. It's a mess. It's mainly a mess because it is going to be regenerated. I mean, no one's going to spend any money on something that's going to be regenerated. But no, I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think this will be good for the area. I mean, jobs, money, etc. It'll be great. It's great for the area. I'm sad because this what we have here is a unique bar, cafe, come whatever, and there's some stories to be told about what's gone on here. And yeah, it'd be sad to see that go, but you know, that's progress, I guess.
cuddling up again we soon will be. Hi, tiddly-i-ty, take me back to Blighty. Blighty is the place for me. Yeah, you can put your songs and muscles over there. You like that one?
Yeah.
Do you like that, Lou? Oh, tiddly lies again. Did it sound all right?